And now an election update. No Republican has won a Senate race in Maryland in over a quarter century. The reason is not hard to understand. Democrats in the state outnumber Republicans 2-1. Yet the GOP candidate, Michael Steele, is running competitively this year. Steele is African American, and the closeness of the contest has forced both parties to battle for Maryland's sizable black vote. Today, they squared off in the only nationally televised debate of the campaign. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
What does Iraq look like, sir?
It's going to look a lot better than it looks today.
And what is that? What is that? Please tell us what that is. What do you see?
After a rather contentious debate on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, each campaign dashed off press releases accusing the other of flip-flopping. The Democratic candidate, Congressman Ben Cardin, has said he wants to start bringing troops home by 2007, but today told Meet the Press certain conditions ought to be met.
Should we have a time schedule? No. We need to start, but we also at the same time need to engage the international community for a political solution. This is a civil war. This is not a war on terror in Iraq today.
Steele, the Republican, has previously said he supported President Bush's strategy in Iraq. Today he told NBC if the situation there is unchanged in 6 months, he'd consider withdrawing American troops.
If the Iraqi people don't want this, if they are content to have this internal strife, they want civil war, they want this terrorist beachhead to be formed, then we will have to reevaluate our policy and certainly our foreign policy position with respect to that country, and that would be on the table. Absolutely.
Getting out.
Absolutely.
Iraq is just one of the issues weighing heavily on voters' minds in Maryland. But a major part of the strategy of both campaigns involves engaging black voters, who comprise about 29% of the state's electorate.
I look forward to the future with you in this state.
More than 250 people turned out last week for an NAACP-sponsored debate at an African-American church in Maryland's Charles County. They listened intently as Steele mixed it up with independent Kevin Zeese. Cardin didn't appear, blaming a scheduling conflict. Organizers say the area is predominantly Democratic, but many in the mostly black crowd said they're casting their ballots for Steele next week. Kendra Jameson is a registered Democrat, but says she likes what this Republican has to say.
Some of the things that he stands for the schools, for the children, so that's one of the main things that stand out for me. And also knowing that he's a Christian, that's a big number one thing.
As others nearby nodded in agreement, Jameson said she'd also like to see a person of color in that Senate seat.
So I think that he would be a good person because he also would be the first black one for the state of Maryland. And so it would be nice to have someone, another race there for a change.
The verdict was mixed among the few blacks who watched Steele campaign at a recent Catholic Business Network crab fest in Prince George's County. Patrice Lattimore says she voted for Kwaisi Mfume, the former head of the NAACP who lost to Cardin in the Democratic primary. She says she feels betrayed by the Democratic Party and says she'd consider voting for Steele.
If Steele had issues that concern me and he covered them the way I want to hear about them, then I would vote for him. But I'm not going to vote for him just because he's black and I'm black.
Steele is the state's lieutenant governor and former chairman of the Maryland GOP. He's been a rising star in the party for years. He was among the African Americans who toured the country trying to boost black turnout for President Bush in 2004. Now, he says, African Americans are embracing his candidacy.
Now, it doesn't mean I have to stop working. It just means that there are some in the community who are looking favorably at what we're doing. They don't just see the party label. I'm hoping they see the man. I hope they see the character of the man.
Any inroads Steele makes in the black community would be at Cardin's expense. Cardin's campaign spokesman, Orrin Shure, says the Democratic candidate is working hard to energize black voters. Shure says African Americans know what's at stake here.
Ben Cardin is standing up to President Bush and putting Maryland's communities first. Michael Steele supports President Bush on the issues. Voters are going to know that when they go to the polls on Election Day, and we believe that's what's going to drive their choice.
President William Jefferson Clinton.
Cardin's camp is also bringing in a lot of star power, like a recent Baltimore rally featuring former President Bill Clinton, who remains beloved in the black community. 77-year-old Pearlie B. Pitt was in the front row at the rally and says Cardin's her guy.
I'm for him. He's been up on the hill and he knows that he are front and backwards. He didn't start yesterday. He's seen good times and bad times, and now's his time. He will get in.
Pitt echoes many blacks at the Cardin rally and elsewhere who said Steele is a good man, but they don't trust him.
You seen where they say the clothesline swing on both sides if the wind is blowing? Well, then that's what I'm saying about Steele.
Democrats are touting today's Washington Post poll that shows Cardin leading Steele by about 10%, but Republicans insist the two are in a statistical tie. And a new poll of black voters finds Cardin leading Steele, but 23% of them are still undecided, which means there's still an opportunity for both candidates to make their case. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.